Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. Lottie and I are continuing the Rebels rewatch. Now, the following episodes were pre-recorded this past summer. We are now posting all of Season 1 here on Star Wars Hangout. If you have thoughts on Rebels Season 2, get those transmissions in ASAP, and we'll feature you on the show. Thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you. Hey, Star Wars fans, I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And we are back with our Star Wars Rebels rewatch, friends. We just finished up episode 7. We had a nice salad. We had a good workout.
Yes.
It was great. We had some ice cream, you know.
The addicting kind, peanut butter and chocolate.
It'll get ya. That peanut butter and chocolate will get ya. Kind of like the Fimok is what they're called in this. Fimok?
Oh, okay.
Fimok is maybe the little creatures.
The creatures? Okay.
I looked that up ahead of time because
I thought
I thought you're going to ask, and I'm like, oh my God, it looks like a Minok, and all these things are starting to run together. so that was kind of.
Yeah, we figured out what the. Not Minoks, but they are.
Yeah, the non-Minok creature in the last thing.
That's so unprofessional that I don't have it.
You said it to me, and I was like, never heard of that. Like, you said the name to me, and I was like, no clue. This is from episode 6. We're talking
episode
about
six.
Maybe it was episode 5. I can't remember which one it was, but no. Yeah. Anyway, they are, like, there's those Minok-looking winged creatures that are attracted by the Phantom or whatever. Anyway, it was, not a creature I had heard of, so. To update you guys. I think we had said, hey, if you guys know what this creature is, send us a message. And, you know, again, we're cranking these out day after day after day. So don't expect people to hear them for some time. And, So anyways, that the one in today's episode was a Fimok.
Okay, tell me more about it.
Or anyways, it's a creature indigenous to the jungles of Anaxes. It survived the destruction of its own homeworld. Let's see. Yeah, they don't like the sun. They're hurt by it. They could live under the cover of darkness and all those good things. So, really, not much. Its first appearance is in Star Wars Rebels, out of darkness.
Okay.
And let's see. According to the episode guide, they were originally to be named Garkors, and then Nokfreeze, maybe, in the manner of bats. Yeah, let's see. He suggested the name. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It's Fyrnock. Fyrnock.
Fyrnock. Yeah, sounds about right.
I mean, my dyslexia is kicking in there hard. I have. I was like, well, I don't know. Anyway, that's pretty cool. So. Yeah, that's the creature in today's episode. But, sweetie, before we get to all that, just how you doing in general? You doing okay?
Yeah, you know, today is one of those days where, I don't feel super motivated. But that's okay, you know, that's how we all feel at some point. And I listened to a podcast earlier where that person talked about motivation. And I actually sent you a text earlier.
Yeah.
About it. And you said,
it was good.
Thank you, sweetie. I really needed to hear that today. And I think we all do someday. Some days are better, some days are worse. And two things that really I feel like is worth sharing is that first, small steps every day for a year will get you so much closer to your goals rather than short sprints for 1 week or 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes it's hard to, you give up your everyday, let's say 20 to 30 minutes, and you don't see results maybe after 1 week.
Yeah.
You have to trade that, you know, that feeling for your 20, 30 minutes every day. But then you will get a huge feedback or a huge jump that you will do
right
within the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah, a big return for right those small steps.
Right.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then the second one is just that failures and setbacks are the key to success, really, because that's what gives you the space to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Yoda says, let's see, how's he put it? Failure, the greatest teacher is.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that's true. And yeah. I think that's why we should not be too hard on ourselves when we fail or when we didn't accomplish something. Now, it's always like a time thing, right? Now, right now, we didn't pass a test or we didn't succeed at something. But that doesn't mean we won't in the future.
Right. Yeah.
And what? Why did we this time not succeed?
Yeah, anyway. it causes you to go back and assess your own self and see what you have to improve upon and fix. So you have to be open to do that. That's the thing. And I think it's kind of cool because Star Wars does teach you that in a lot of ways, like with Jedi training or just as these characters grow. And watching Rebels is really interesting now that I'm in season one to see these characters. I know where they're going to be and how they progress. And I'm like, wow, we are really like season one's a really I don't know, we're not as mature as what I remember. Real immature, a lot of immaturity in this particular episode too. So yeah, it's a good point. We gotta be open to that and then learn from our shortcomings and then move forward. I like it. Yeah, I appreciate you sending that to me today, actually.
Yeah.
Good stuff, step by step, inch by shout out to my friend Matt, who would say his dad actually said this all the time, inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yard by yard, life's too hard.
Let's go.
That kind of fits. Okay. Let's dive into the recap for today. So this is episode 7, Out of Darkness. Chopper and Zeb are supposed to be fixing the Phantom. There was sort of a situation where Hera was being chased by Ties, and they're supposed to, once we get the Phantom back to the Ghost, they're supposed to be fixing it, and they get carried away. You know, that immaturity is there, and Ezra and Zeb get into a fight, if you will, with Chopper. Chopper kind of, he's just a little, I don't know, mischievous, right? Hera and Sabine set out for the abandoned Republic asteroid base to retrieve supplies provided by Fulcrum. So we hear this name Fulcrum again. It's an informant that Hera has been in contact with, and this individual is giving her missions, telling, you know, like going on supply runs, hitting various targets, things that are going to be detrimental to the Empire. And Sabine basically says she wants to know the secret. She wants to know who this person is. Who are they taking orders from? Is this all, does it all matter? You know what I mean? Like, is she just following someone blindly? How is she supposed to trust this person? She does trust Hera. And Kanan. So yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Anyway, they head out to retrieve some cargo, and they find out that their fuel tank is actually leaking because Ezra and Zeb did not read the results of the diagnostic that they ran because they were chasing Chopper because Chopper was causing trouble and stuff. So then they get left stranded on this base, this abandoned base where you have the deadly Fermox, I think is what they're called. I'm still going to struggle with that. Anyway, the two work together to survive the creatures long enough so the crew can come in there and rescue them aboard the Ghost. It allows Sabine to overcome her trust issues while Hera tells her to have faith in the growing rebellion. Let's see. Interesting here. They say this is the last episode to take place in 5 BBY. I did not know that. I don't know if that's if that's true or not, but I'm just looking at Wikipedia, and they're saying this episode is the last one that takes place 5 years prior to the Battle of Yavin. So five years prior to episode 4. So now we'll get it, like in the next episode, we'll be in 4 BBY, like a new year. So a full 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, until the start of episode 4. So very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Just initial thoughts, sweetie. What'd you think? Did you like the episode? Oh, you know.
I thought it was a nice episode with a lot of girl power. So we see Hera and Sabine interacting and building their relationship. And I thought it was interesting, the whole debate about don't ask questions versus trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it always appropriate or not?
Right.
When is the right time to trust someone and when is the right time to ask questions? Who am I doing this for? Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. I think
I don't have a full answer.
Yeah. The teacher side of me would say it's you know, we always want questions, right? There is no bad question. I think Hera answered it fine. Like she's sort of like right now. I mean, it is a good question by Sabine. She's allowed to have that question. Hera is also allowed to not answer it, you know, for the time being. Now, is that, you know, a good thing, a bad, like for right now, it's because of safety issues and concerns and stuff like that.
Hera tries to protect her crew.
Yeah, she could be in protecting that informant. She's protecting the crew. They're working towards something greater. All those various things. But then if you're Sabine, you could later argue, well, you and Kanan know. Why is it that you guys know and then I don't? Am I not trusted?
Right.
I would never give up the secret. You know, I would never tell, if you will. So yeah, it's tough because Sabine also has trust issues with the Empire. She was in the Imperial Academy, believed that she was doing good, was doing the right thing, just sort of followed blindly, as she said, and realized that it was a nightmare. She calls it a nightmare in the end. Once she realizes what she was doing, what she was a part of, it was really not good. And so she wants to make sure she's not involved in another nightmare scenario. So I would say, yeah, absolutely. You want to question, you want to ask, you know, where am I going? What am I doing? Who am I with? Who are they working for? It's fine. Those are all, I think, good questions.
Yeah.
And then I think from Hera's perspective, if you can answer someone's questions and you can be transparent and all these different things, then absolutely. The interesting thing about Star Wars and right now is that we're talking about this Star War, you know, this war in the stars. So secrecy is important because they're trying to take down the Empire and trying to recruit, trying to do different things. So they kind of have to be a little secret about stuff. But I think where she can, Hera does, you know, share stuff. And when the time is right, we'll see, you know, we'll see what is actually shared with the rest of the crew and everything. But it is a great moment. Like, they are building their relationship together. They are working together. And then you sort of see, because I think all along, we've just, in the first six episodes, it's like, okay, Sabine's just been there. She's just a part of the crew. We don't think she questions anything, but in this episode, we can see she clearly still has some issues that she's working through, and she's still young and fresh to this crew.
Right.
So
is it then too early to ask who is Fulcrum?
It's not too early to ask. Now, wow, you just put me in a situation
No,
it's really good because
we're
actually mimicking the episode. You asked the question, and I'm going to keep the identity of Fulcrum secret for now, you know? Gosh, feels just like Hera did there, you know? Sort of a watch and find out thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna figure it out for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's cool. It's a code name for an individual who is helping out. Now, I don't think you're gonna actually, this might be a little spoiler for you, I don't think you're gonna know who this person is. You might know once
so
it's revealed.
So people know her or him or that individual.
Yeah. When Fulcrum is revealed in the show, it's kind of a big deal because people were following along. They knew who this person was and they were like, oh, okay, whoa, that's awesome. We didn't see that coming or whatever. And we might have.
Interesting.
Yeah. You think you know? You think you know?
No, actually, I have no clue.
Do you want to take a guess? You can, because people would be,
well,
it's kind of probably fun.
Can you give me a hint if it's a girl or boy or a man or a woman?
No, I can't.
You cannot?
I can't give you a hint. No. Who do you think?
Is it Ahsoka Tano? No? Okay.
Ahsoka?
I don't know.
Wow.
Just because I've seen her, I think. Is she in Rebels?
She is, you might have seen her from
I feel like I've seen her in that, you know, animation type.
Style.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. She's in Clone Wars. So she's okay. She's younger in Clone Wars.
See, it was a bad guess because I have actually no clue.
Yeah, no. It's not a bad guess at all. Not at all. No, she's in Clone Wars and she's Anakin's apprentice. And so, yeah. You just have to kind of... Now, I wasn't going to tell you whether you got it right or wrong. I wasn't going to tell you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So whether you got it right or wrong, I wasn't going to say.
Okay.
So don't worry, sweetie. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is her. Maybe it's not.
I was
Are
trying
you
to
looking
read,
it up?
No, I was trying to read it backwards if it would make sense.
Oh, Fulcrum? To see if it actually had like... Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Nah. Anyway, that's a great guess, though. I'll say that. It's good. It's a really good guess.
Okay. Bottom line, you're not going to tell me who...
Bottom line, not going to tell you. You don't have to find out.
Okay.
So... let me think here. Yeah, okay, so there's that. Really not a lot of Kanan in this episode. You know, Kanan's just sort of in the ship. It's Ezra and Zeb doing their thing with Chopper. You get those three in their dynamic. You get Hera and Kanan a lot. And Sabine is kind of in the middle. So this was really a good time to really have her be talking to Hera and for them to grow in their relationship. You know, the other thing, we had a situation where it's been a couple episodes. People, back when Rebels was coming out, I was like all on, I was saying this. I was saying Ezra and Sabine look like they have a relationship, like they're building towards it. Star Wars doesn't hint at that stuff and not follow through on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, unless you're talking about, another part of the franchise. But right here, I really think that, they're hinting at this. They're hinting at a relationship. Didn't you think that?
Well, Ezra's always trying to flirt with her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can, yeah. Well, she, in this moment, she says, like, yeah, whatever, don't read too much into this. But mm-hmm. She's just annoyed that they didn't do their job very well.
Right.
And they got in trouble for that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but she jumps out there and saves Ezra, and he's sort of like, you know, thanks. He always, it's always this extra pause or extra sort of, he changes his voice a little bit or kind of slides in, has this sly grin on his face, like he's trying to be cool and talk more with her. So it's there. And as I go back through this rewatch, I'm like, okay, yeah, there it is. I wasn't, you know, wrong in that. It's just kind of a interesting thing. Now she's 2 years older,
right?
And she still calls him a kid because he's a kid. And I think when you're that young, it matters.
When they grow up, she might see that he, you know, there's more to him than just the little kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit like Aang and Katara.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's good. Shout out to Aang. Mm. All right. I think, so let me think here. Let me go back through the fuel tanks. Yeah. It's really, that's it. Yeah. We don't get to even meet Fulcrum in this. We just pick up the stuff that we need and we're on our way. They come back and rescue and that's it. I mean, this one, I thought last episode was pretty straightforward, but this one really, even more so.
One last thing when... The last conversation between Sabine and Hera, mm-hmm. Hera asks her, do you think you can trust me? And she says, I think I can try.
I think I can try.
Yeah. And that made me think about or of the last episode where.
Right.
Or was it two episodes
ago?
No,
last episode you asked about, you know, do or do not. There is no try.
Right.
You know, and all those different things.
Now, does that mean she does not? Well, she looks like she does now, but it's a little bit. She's trying to avoid to say, yeah, I fully trust you now. She still has trust issues. But that's probably more on her side than it probably doesn't have anything to do with Hera herself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she just says, I'm going to try to trust you. I'm going to try. I'm going to work on that, you know? Yeah, and that's one of those things, like, she's actively doing that. But as you said, it's not like it's not as firm as saying, I will trust you, or I do trust you, or whatever. Even though she does, she's just saying I will try. So, yeah, funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, though. I mean, I hate to make this one super short, but I mean, you know, essentially that's all it is. It's just Hera. And the cool thing, this did make me think of an actual TikTok that I want to do. So, by the way, go check out the TikTok at Hyperspace Hangout. Lottie's also got one for us at Fleur and Bill, and then Matt's is at Super Gains Bros. My students, by the way, love TikTok, and they're all about, like, I showed them some of the content we're doing over there, the real short stuff, and they're like, this is great. Like, they thought it was really
good.
That's good,
good feedback.
Like, yeah, it was good feedback, because they're, again, that age that, like, they're on the app. And I was like, what do you guys want to know? And they're like, yeah, we want to know more about Star Wars. Like, you know, did you know this? Did you know that? And they're like, that's really good. And I was like, cool. I need to keep doing more of those then. Right. And that's sort of what's fun. I tried to do some trendy ones. Nah, no, they don't work as well. It's just people just want the facts. They're like, all right, buddy, just give us the facts on Star Wars. Tell us what's up and get out of here. You know? And I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's what I want to do. But yeah, so be sure. But yeah, this episode made me think of a TikTok that I can do because of Hera and her piloting skills. Actually, people like to kind of talk about who's the best pilot or who's your favorite pilot. And so it's interesting. She's really, really, really good. Like Anakin Skywalker is really good. Hera Syndulla is really good. Han Solo is a great pilot. So he pilots the Millennium Falcon, right, with Chewbacca and everything.
Yeah.
He's really a smuggler, but he also is a really great pilot.
Yeah.
And then you have Poe Dameron in the sequels. So, you know, it's kind of wonder what people think. Yeah. You think Anakin's the best?
No, I don't know, but I remember the first movie that we watched.
Yeah,
he's pretty good for a kid.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah,
but then he doesn't practice it anymore, not as much when he's older.
Older,
I guess.
Yeah. So still good, and also Luke. You know, it's like I always forget to throw Luke Skywalker in there, but this is the guy who piloted an X-wing against the Death Star and blew it up, chased by one of the better pilots in the galaxy, his father. You know,
good
grief. So, anyway, yeah, what were you going to show me, though? You're going to show me something, I think.
Read it. How would you say that?
Let's see. This is
marked.
Oh, my gosh. Tibidi?
Tibidi?
Or
Tibidi?
Tibidi? Tibidi?
Tibidi or Tibidi? If you know, you're listening and you know how to say this, please let us know.
I'm telling you right now, all those vowel sounds and the I's and the E's and the Y's and stuff.
The names in Star Wars are hard to pronounce.
Not all of them, but sometimes they are.
I mean, Luke and Leia are not, but...
Right. But there are some. Yeah, there definitely are some that are like, what the heck?
Well, at least when you don't know, like, how to say it when you first read it.
What letters are silent? There's a lot of silent letters on the beginning, and there's a lot of, like Y's that say I and stuff and different things, even though they typically do. Yeah.
So that Tibidi creature is the one that we were looking for last episode. So
it's not a Minock.
No, right. So it's not a Minock. It's a Tibidi or Tibidi, giant silicon-based creature native to Stygian. Stygian. Here we go. Yeah.
Stygian. Yeah, whatever it's called.
They could also be found on other mountainous outer rim planets such as Usalon.
Usalon, yeah.
Yeah. The creatures were able to fly gracefully through a combination of their giant flat wings and internal gas bags.
Let's go.
Some days I think I could fly too because of the internal gas bag.
The Dursleys' aunt, Dudley's aunt, Marge.
Oh, Marge.
She could fly.
But we were not totally wrong because the last sentence is here. They were remotely related to
the Minock.
Nebrais, and Minocks.
Let's go. Okay.
Both of which were also pests to starships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's typically the thing. Like when they want to, they're attracted to either the frequency or the power cables or some sort of energy supply. The creatures in today's episode, the Furnox, or whatever they're called, they're more just like they were after the people. They didn't really care as much about the energy or the ships or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas those creatures, the Minock and stuff, and their cousins and their relatives, they're looking for heat sources or energy or something like that. Yeah. Hmm. So they're attracted to ships and things, which is cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, friends. Hey, again, thanks for everybody who has reached out to us. I think we had some good comments over on YouTube, and then thanks again for all the reviews. Lottie was looking at some of the old reviews we have on the podcast too, and so thanks. I really appreciate you guys going out there and leaving us a review on Apple, leaving your comments over on YouTube, and sending us those transmissions. It's really really sweet, really nice, and it does help. It's like encouraging to hear that people, you know, get some feedback and stuff. And we will read your transmission on the show again. So send those in and we'll check that. I think this week we're a little bit busy. So, but as they pile up, even if it's on a past episode, something that we've done, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if we've missed something, you guys just send us a transmission. We'll talk about it. It just kind of helps the podcast. It gives us, you know, your voice here in hyperspace. So, all right, sweetie, thanks so much. You're wonderful. The salad was great, by the way.
So, oh, the salad. Yeah. Salad. Okay. Thank you.
Still thinking about it. Still thinking about the salad.
Wow. That's nice to hear. Thanks,
yeah.
Sweetie.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay. All right, friends. With that, we'll let you guys go. Thanks again. Please like, subscribe, leave us a comment. And yeah, we will see you guys next time. And as always, may the force be with you.
Ciao, ciao.
Choo-choo, cha-choo. Hey friends, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us that review, check out our extra episodes on Patreon and Apple Premium. This is the way.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.